Right now, it's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike.
We do this every month on Central Time, The Morning Show, or The Larry Mueller Show. WPR director Mike Crane stops by to talk about what's happening both on and off the air here at WPR.
We're going to talk today about our coverage of President Trump's impeachment trial, some changes with a couple of national shows we carry, upcoming listener visits, and more.
And we want to hear from you about whatever's on your mind regarding WPR. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. What did you like or not really like about how we've been covering the impeachment proceedings? Is there a specific show you'd like WPR to carry? Maybe you have a question or comment about our website, WPR.org, or the WPR app. This is your time. 800-642-1234 is the number to call, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, good to have you back.
Always good to be here.
Let's talk about how we've run these impeachment hearings in the Senate. Now, on that other network, the NPR News and Classical Music Network, we've been bringing you the full coverage of the Senate impeachment trial. Here, we've just been kind of recapping on the morning show and here on Central Time, but not airing the whole shooting match. What? Talk about the decision here.
Yeah, it's actually been a really, to me, inside the radio, an interesting deliberation, because we know there's a lot of interest in the hearings and now in the trial, and you try to figure it out. And so what we decided to do was to carry the hearings and the trial on the NPR News and Classical station, because the focus of the news on that station is national news, whereas on the Ideas Network, it's much more of a mix of Wisconsin news and conversation. And so we thought the balance having two networks would make sense. And we didn't carry every last second of it. And I will say I had a couple of contacts, including one just the other day, someone very concerned that we decided to carry the hearings live until All Things Considered, and then return to it after All Things Considered. So talk about that decision. The idea there was that many, many people aren't able to tune in but would appreciate the general summary of what was going on. Was that right? This caller really didn't think so, and I understand that.
And the NPR News and Classical Music also includes this classical music component. How have we tried to help listeners still access that when we have hours and hours of testimony covering that up?
Well, it's not perfect, but we do have two opportunities. One is if you have an HD radio, which many people now have in their cars, if not at home, they can listen to our All Classical channel on one of those HD radios. The other thing, and I just found out some little bit of information about this, is that we have the All Classical channel available at WPR.org, and listening, in fact, went up to that, and when you compare it to the listening to the other live streaming channels. So clearly some people are finding that an alternative, and at least in the big cities with really good connectivity, you're finding more and more people will even listen to the radio in their car, but actually they're streaming it on their phone, that kind of thing.
And can you, Mike, just talk a little bit about the decision-making? Obviously, an impeachment isn't something that happens all the time, but that decision of when we cut away from our regularly scheduled broadcasts, it's case by case, it seems like.
It really is. I would say that the shift in our discussion was that even the important press conferences may not be enough to justify cutting away, because they'll be thoroughly reported, that sort of thing. Sometimes we've done that. But the impeachment, even with, you know, at the start and now, pretty much everybody thinks they know the outcome in the end, which is acquittal for the president. And yet, it's an historic event, and we have felt, going back to public radio history way, way back, the Panama Canal hearings and the Clinton trials and impeachment. We broadcast a lot of those, and so we thought we should continue that tradition.
And we should mention before we go to calls at 800-642-1234 that the State of the Union is coming up, and WPR is carrying that live. What are the details on that, Mike?
Well, just a few. It's interesting from a news perspective, of course, that it comes right in the midst of the final hours of the impeachment trial. But the coverage begins at 8 p.m. here on WPR, and we're also going to hear the Democratic Party response from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And Audie Cornish will be the main host, along with Mara Liasson, who is NPR's national political correspondent. Ron Elving will be there, and Susan Davis, and that's tomorrow night beginning at 8.
Talking to WPR Director Mike Crane. This is Mondays with Mike, looking at what's going on and off the air here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join in with your comments, questions, thoughts at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Lisa is with us in Milwaukee. Lisa, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to suggest, Lisa?
Well, I wanted to see if you guys had ever thought of this, but I thought it would be fun. Milwaukee has so many great restaurants and craft breweries and fun places to go bike riding or fun festivals, fun things that are going on, that if during the week that you would profile, like, here's all the fun things that you could do this weekend. And maybe you even have the actual reporters there for the show or columnists like yourself and say, this is where my wife and I go or my girlfriend and I go when we want a romantic dinner, and this is where we went last weekend. Just something fun that highlights different parts of Milwaukee.
Lisa, thanks a lot for the call. And we do that for things around the state. We don't have a regularly scheduled thing, but, you know, Kate Archer-Kent on the morning show
does
Wisconsin
yes.
weekend pretty mm-hmm. often. We'll feature that kind of ad hoc, you know, great restaurants, great parks, whatever around the state. And it is that flavor of Wisconsin we do try to highlight, though you're right, Lisa, we don't have, for the most part, a regularly scheduled thing where we do that, you know, that kind of promo all
on
the time.
On Central Time, yeah. And certainly worth listening to Wisconsin Weekend. It's on every Friday. Keely, do you remember which hour it's on?
Yes. It's on at 6 o'clock. It starts at 6. For the entire hour, we dedicate that
on
time
Friday,
to talking about what's coming up and how you can be involved and also provide some context and education as part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that repeats at 8 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's certainly worth listening to. And I agree. There's so much that's incredible to do, whether it's Milwaukee, Racine, Superior, Hurley. There's
all
something
points between.
Everywhere. It's just such a remarkable state. And one of the things we experienced as immigrants to the state 12 years ago was this feeling that there's so much to do that it actually produces anxiety. Like, which will I choose?
Fear of missing out.
Yeah, what a wonderful place.
Thanks for the call. We'll bring on Jerry now in Linden Station. Jerry, hello.
Hi there.
What'd you want to bring up, Jerry?
Well, I'm just flabbergasted that WPR and Central Time devotes almost no time to climate crisis and the end of nature. Talking about, you know, shopping malls and pictures of what people had for lunch and how they date and stuff is just frivolous nonsense. It's the curtains on the Titanic.
Jerry, thanks for the call. And we do segments on climate change, but Jerry says not enough, Mike.
Yeah, well, and I would say, unfortunately, pick an issue, and that probably for some won't feel like enough. And we definitely, Jerry, take climate crisis, climate change, whatever you want to call it, we take it very seriously. And I know from the fact that we sometimes get criticized from people who think we shouldn't cover it and that it's wrong and not real, that we are covering it. But thanks for the reminder to keep that high on our list.
All right. Mike, let's transition back to some of the conversations that we're having here, the coverage that we've got on both networks here at WPR. We've got the primary election coming up, a series of votes this year in this election year. Where do we start?
Well, so let's see. The morning show, the week before the election, will be taking on, talking to all three candidates that are for the Supreme Court race and giving listeners a chance to ask them questions. And so on Monday the 10th, it'll be Marquette University Law School Professor Ed Falone, who is one of the candidates. Justice Dan Kelly, the incumbent, will be on Tuesday the 11th. And Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky on Wednesday. And that'll all of those be at 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And that's next week.
Excellent. So that actually is an excellent advantage for this election year because members of the audience can call in and actually connect with people who are campaigning.
That's right. And one of the things that we know, everyone that listens enough to hear me on Mondays with Mike knows how much I love our history. And we've been inviting people for statewide office, everyone that is on the ballot, to come to WPR and talk with our listeners. So it's always a good thing for us to do.
We'll also be covering an unexpected primary in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District in Central and Northern Wisconsin. Right now, it's the February edition of Mondays with Mike. We're talking about all things Wisconsin Public Radio with Director Mike Crane. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question, comment, praise, or criticism about WPR? Is there a particular show or kind of show you want to hear more or less of? Call 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation, hear from more of you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Keely Boltina. Right now we're talking with WPR Director Mike Crane about the latest on WPR programming and operations. It's Mondays with Mike.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. What feedback do you have about what you've heard lately on WPR? Anything you'd like to see more or less of on the Ideas Network or the NPR News and Classical Music Network or online, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Back to your calls now. Patrick is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Patrick, hi.
Hey, good afternoon.
What'd you want to bring up, Patrick?
Well, you know what? This is interesting. So as I was saying to the other nice person on the phone, it's about tone and balance. For work, for traveling, and I've been a long time listener, and I really enjoy the program, and I've listened to other programs too. That's kind of like on the other side of the pendulum, so to speak. And I say that for this very reason: the tenor and tone on how the reporting has been done locally, regionally, and nationally, I hear this tone of disdain and this current this underlying current of really, I see it as a disrespect, and I see that for this fact. Like him or not, President Trump, he's our president. I hear people calling Trump. He's our president of the United States, and as far as I know, everybody that's on this call right now are members of this country. Whether you elected him or not, whether I did or not, it really doesn't matter. When we talk about those entities, we should look at those entities and give them the respect they're due. Whatever he did, I don't agree or disagree. I don't. He was convicted on the airwaves. And I'm really just disappointed. Out of the decades that I've listened to NPR and other programs, I hear things being said, and the way that those words are stressed, and
gotcha.
Lack of president being used. It's to me, I think it's.
I think we gotcha, Patrick. Thank you for calling. I will say, just our general form is: first instance, we would have said President Obama, and then second instance, Obama is usually what we try to do for. Same with President Trump, second instance, Trump. But I think it's more than just that. He's hearing a tone of, he says, disrespect for President Trump from all aspects of public radio, Mike.
It's a fascinating set of issues, Patrick. One of the things that I've seen. And actually, this is really interesting to subscribe to if you look at the NPR Public Editor articles. And one of the things that she's been writing about is, in general, how listeners feel very strongly about whatever it is that we're doing around politics. And this is obviously a heightened time for political interest. And she gave examples of how some people felt that NPR was not covering the rallies that he hosts, the Make America Great Again rallies, because they haven't reported all of the things that the president has said. And NPR's counter to that was, actually, over time, they've tried to report both the substance and the politics of those, and both of them are important to us. So what I'd say, Patrick, is we certainly are trying and have for our whole history to stay straight down the middle, that we honestly do believe that the solutions to the challenges of our country might exist on any side, not just Republican or Democrat, but they might be elsewhere. And so if we're missing the mark on that, I am sure we will try to get to a better place. Thank you.
Patrick, thanks a lot for the call.
And I do think on the content side, we also try really hard to speak in facts, speak in truth, so that if something is happening that is generally bad, we talk about that. If something is happening that is generally good, we talk about that. And so we're trying really hard, Patrick, and thanks again for that. Now let's welcome John from Pewaukee to the conversation. John, thanks for joining us here on Mondays with Mike.
Oh, hello. Yes, I just had a comment on some programming. I miss Car Talk, but I love Says You and Away with Words. And I was just wondering, like in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, I can hear that maybe 2-3 times over the weekend, but with those two programs I mentioned, I only can hear them once, and I wish you'd kind of at least try to repeat them sometime over the weekend.
Gotcha. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John. Actually, not in the case of Way With Words, but Says You, we used to repeat. We had a Saturday play of it as well. And one of the things we do try to do is to look at the Nielsen ratings and see what's doing well where. Really, it didn't seem as if Says You was performing as well on Saturday as it was on Sunday. I agree. I love the program. Very funny, but very intellectual at the same time. And Way With Words is a great show. When we've tended to repeat programs is because they're demonstrating extremely high interest. And Car Talk, you're absolutely right. Boy, I think we could have broadcast that for 6 or 7 hours and still have had great ratings because people loved it so much. And we do miss it.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. It's Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is with us. Before we go back to our callers, Mike, some news at in our national programs that we carry here on the Ideas Network, 1A and Radiolab, a couple of prominent personnel changes. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, I'm thrilled for our colleague from Washington, Joshua Johnson, that he's gotten a job he'd really like to do. Unfortunately, it's not in public radio anymore. He's moved over to MSNBC. He was a wonderful host of 1A, but it's also really good hearing Todd Zwillick. He's doing a great job as the fill-in host, and I know that the folks at the producing station, WAMU, are making decisions about who might take over 1A because the show's not going away. It's got a really great following throughout public radio. And then the other one, talking about Radiolab, is Robert Krulwich, who I've been listening to since I found public radio in the 70s. Has decided after 15 years as the co-host of Radiolab and a five-decade career in print and TV and radio journalism, he's decided that he's going to retire. And so his last new show was broadcast last month. We might still hear him on a repeat or something like that.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for that update, Mike. And let's go back to the phones now to your calls, Nancy and Minocqua. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi. What are you thinking today?
Well, first of all, I'm a sustainer.
Thank you.
One of the things that drives me crazy is that I listen a lot, and I'm in the car a lot between, like, 1 o'clock until 7 o'clock at night. And Central Time, I love the first 2 hours because it's new and I haven't heard any of this stuff. But then from 5 to 7, it's just a repeat. And so that's 2 hours, like 5 days a week, that they could put other shows on. And I actually have an idea for a great show. I think that you guys should section off the state and get a representative from that area of the state, and they can come on and talk about local restaurants that have really great stuff, supper clubs to go to, fish fries to go to that you don't want to miss. They can talk about local groups like Snowmobile Clubs that are having fundraisers or having, you know, chili cook-offs or different things like that so that people can drive to them. Up here in Minocqua, we have the Campanile Center, you know, local theater, stuff that's going on. Most of the time, by the time I hear what's going on at the Grand or I hear what's going on in Milwaukee, it's either that weekend or it's already gone. And so I don't get to hear ahead of time to make plans to go to Green Bay or go over to Madison.
Sure. Nancy, thank you so much for the feedback and also for the suggestions for those kind of lifestyle or entertainment opportunities.
Yeah, there's a theme today. That's another call about that. And it is definitely a challenge. One of the reasons that we repeat our biggest show in the afternoon is that even producing these 2 hours of fresh stuff is really a lot of work. And a small but very dedicated team does that. And so we get more mileage out of the show by repeating it. And yes, we talk about whether that's the right plan. And we've tried different things over the years. So thanks for those suggestions. And also a reminder that in some of our regions, we do have a local show that it's maybe not every night, but it's something that you can listen for. Like up in Minocqua, it's Route 51 that you can listen for on the Ideas Network in the morning.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to John now in Madison. John, hello.
Hi, good afternoon. At the risk of piling on, I have to admit that I miss Kathleen Dunn's program in the afternoon. I didn't always agree with her opinions, but at least it had a local Wisconsin flavor. And while the 1A program that replaced her may be well-produced and well-researched, it moves away from WPR's stated mission of concentrating on state and local issues.
Don, thanks a lot for the call. That was a big change for people, Mike.
Yeah, I think the public radio mission, John, is a little broader than just focusing on community, although we certainly do a lot more than most public stations in focusing on Wisconsin, way more in terms of talk shows. Usually. But I think that it has always been a dual purpose. It's bringing the world to Wisconsin and Wisconsin to the world. I know what you mean about Kathleen Dunn. She was just a wonderful host. And I think 10 years from now, if I'm sitting here in the studio talking about shows, people will still bring that up, just as they bring up long ago shows that missed. The people become part of your lives. And the topics were excellent and all the rest. But we do also consider the fact that Wisconsin is often a big contributor to the call-in shows that we broadcast nationally, especially On Point. You're always hearing callers from Wisconsin. And so those issues are of concern in Wisconsin, if not actually about Wisconsin. And we wrestle with that all the time.
And, Mike, we just have a little more than a minute left with you now, but I want to talk about the Final Forte here.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite parts of the year. It's a live broadcast, so people can experience it anywhere in the state. But it's also an in-person opportunity that you're able to hear really remarkable young people perform with a full orchestra, the talented Madison Symphony Orchestra. And that is going to be coming up in just a couple of weeks, February 25th. And that'll be on at live broadcast at 7 p.m. But if you'd like to be there at the Overture, they ask you to be in your seats by 6:45. So I encourage you to check out the Final Forte.
Yeah, these kids, I've seen it in person. It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, me at that age or at this age, in front of this huge audience with the actual orchestra, I think I would have just passed out.
I think you're right. It's stunningly wonderful. And the talent that we have right here in Wisconsin is what we see and hear at the Final Forte.
Well, Mike, thanks again for joining us on Mondays with Mike.
Always a pleasure.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He comes on the Ideas Network once a month, either here on Central Time, on the morning show, or the Larry Mueller Show to talk about WPR programming and operations. He'll be on next on March 2nd with Larry.